You know, I was really satisfied when, you know, I thought that this whole week our coaching staff, let's start with them, did a tremendous job. Josh, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge did a great job. Jerry Shaplinski with Jacoby. Just how hard they worked to prepare the team to get them ready, and then how committed the players were. You know, we came in here Monday after the Miami game and just turned the page and, you know, got on to the Texans. And, you know, we really asked a lot out of the team this week. They responded, just never batted an eye. Got great leadership from our captains, a lot of our veteran players, and obviously a lot of – and everybody just got on board and just stepped up. So just really proud of the way that these guys competed. Thought that we – tried to do what we wanted to do for 60 minutes. You know, Houston's a good football team. You know, much respect I have for Coach O'Brien and their staff and their players. But just so proud of the way our guys competed and just tried to do everything that we asked them to do. And they really, really worked hard at it and just happy for the success that that they had tonight. Coaching staff just did a tremendous job this week. So, good win, and you know, we'll be moving on pretty quickly from this one, but we'll be able to enjoy it here for a little while. It's a good win.
Coach, on your left, you had Rob Gronkowski back today. I think he was only targeted once, no catches. Was the plan all along to have him primarily as a blocker in there with Houston's, you know, front normally getting a lot of pressure on teams?
Yeah, we did quite a bit of that.
Bill, hi. How did you think Jacoby handled himself overall, and what did it mean to you when he handed you his first touchdown ball?
I think he handled himself great last week, this week, all week, every day. You know, he's done nothing but come in here and work as hard as he possibly can to when we had three quarterbacks to take his opportunities and learn from the other two guys when it was him and Jimmy, and then this week it was, you know, pretty much all him. And he's just a hardworking kid that is really dedicated to doing what's right for the team and trying to improve on anything that you tell him. I mean, he's just wants to do it to what the coach tells him to do. So glad we have him. And yeah, I was just holding the ball for him. That's his ball. That's his first touchdown ball. So that'll go up on his broken. Yeah, of course. Yeah, just like I did with Troy Brown and Sante Samuel and those other guys. But
Bill, down front, I think with this victory that you move into a fourth place tie with Curly Lambeau for on the all-time wins list. I'm curious what that means to you.
Well, I mean, you know how much respect I have for Curly Lambeau and, you know, what he accomplished in his great career. But really, today is not about me. This is about our team. It's about our players, about our assistant coaches, about the job that they did. And I wouldn't really want anything to deflect the credit that they deserve for what they accomplished tonight.
What did you think about the role of special teams?
Tremendous. Tremendous. Field position was phenomenal. Seemed like they had to go 90 yards every time they had the ball. You know, our kickoff team once again came up big with field position, two turnovers. You know, that's a very aggressive unit. I think Joe and Bubba have done a great job. They have a lot of leadership on that unit, a lot of pride. And you know, we punted well, we covered well, we covered our kicks well. We had a couple chances in a return game. We converted our scoring opportunities. So those guys did a. That the entire special teams unit, coaching staff, I mean, did a tremendous job tonight. We obviously needed that, and they really delivered it.
Bill, down here front, I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but the 60-minute effort, if you could kind of touch on what happened Sunday and fast forward 4 days to the 60 minutes you guys played tonight and how important that, how much it was stressed during the week.
Well, it wasn't stressed during the week. It was stressed at the end of the week. We spent the 3 days, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, really trying to talk about what we needed to do, how to execute it, and so forth, and, you know, what we how we needed to play against the Texans. And then really, you know, from this morning, a little bit last night, but really this morning, just about how disciplined we needed to be to continue to play that way against the Texans for 60 minutes. We talked about it in the locker room before the game. We talked about it at halftime, and these guys did it. They never lost focus. They played the game exactly the way we asked them to play it. And I mean, it wasn't perfect. I'm not saying that, but they tried to do what we wanted them to do. And as a coach, you just can't ask for any more than that. So it was, they did a great job of it.
Bill, regarding that adaptability to a different game plan as a game plan team week in, week out, from the coaching standpoint and for the players to do the things or try to do the things you ask of them, what are the keys to being diverse as a coaching staff, Josh, maybe changing the game plan or attack from week to week, same with Matt and the other coaches, and for the players to do different things if need be on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's all about the players. It was all about the players. We gave them a lot of new things. We ran some plays that we haven't run all year. We put them in and walked through them. We never really got a chance to run them. And a couple of those hit big. Defensively, we tried to do some things that we just didn't even practice them. You know, all we could do was walk through them. It's just not the same as repping them. But they understood. Again, they were a smart group. They're an astute group. They understood how it needed to try to fit against the Texans. And then we got out there on the field and they executed it, you know, very well tonight. So just a tremendous credit to those guys, the players on the scout team, our defensive and offensive scout teams that try to replicate the Texans' play so that we could at least walk through them. Again, we didn't really run them at any tempo, but at least we walked through, and they give us a great look, and some of the communication that we needed to be able to execute those plays was really as a result of the scout team giving us the opportunity to practice it, and if we made a mistake, correct it in practice and get it right tonight. So it was you know, really a great team effort over the last 4 days. The guys that played, a lot of guys that didn't play. Like I said, the coaching staff, not just the coordinators, the assistant coaches. I mean, we had a lot of guys really, really work hard this week. And it's gratifying to see those kind of results. Not that we don't work hard every week, but, I mean, this was almost a tough week.
Bill, as a rule, these Thursday night games aren't always the best. Guys are not 100%. Mistakes. You could say this was as well played game as the Patriots have played this year and maybe even a while, just complete. You mentioned the coaches, you mentioned the players. How difficult is it preparing for this game tonight as opposed to a really physical game you had on Sunday?
Yeah, well, again, I think you give the credit to the players. It wasn't just the X's and O's, it was, you know, getting the treatment, the rest. You know, all the recovery and things that we do to help our performance. Again, they really did a lot of extra things on that, a lot of the extra tools that we have around here to help them with that. I mean, these guys were in early. They stayed late. They did extra things to try to, you know, get back out there. We had a lot of guys tonight, you know, play that were banged up from Sunday. But, you know, they fought through it, and they worked really hard to, you know, to recover and, you know, come back and, you know, play on its quick turnaround. So, again, it's just a ton of credit to those guys, not just the mental game plan preparation, but the physical preparation. You know, they all wanted to be out there. They all tried, and everybody didn't play. We had to make some guys inactive, but, you know, everybody really worked hard to get back out there, and some of them made it, some of them didn't, but they worked as hard as they could to be there for us. So, I mean, you can't ask any more than that.
Bill, you have three different quarterbacks, obviously with three very different strengths, now each showing that they can win games for this team, start and win games for this team. How did you cater Jacoby's skill set, exactly what he can do best, and using it on that 27-yard run and some of the other plays that he was able to do? How can you find his strengths each week differently than the other guys?
Yeah, well, every player has a different strengths than other players, so that's just, you know, I think part of coaching, try to put players in a position where they can do things that they do well. And the things that players don't do well, then they worked on to improve. Sometimes those become good enough to do. Sometimes you stay away from them and do something else. But I think, you know, Jacoby and Jimmy this year have both shown that they can do a lot of things well. There's certainly a lot of things they can improve on. But, you know, they've had plenty of opportunities in a lot of different situations, and they've made a lot of good plays, not perfect. And, again, it's a lot of things that they can still work on and get better. And they will, you know, because those guys work hard. You know, Jacoby worked so hard to improve on some of the things from the Miami game. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
Bill, can you ever recall entering a game with one quarterback in your 42 years coaching in the league?
Yeah, not right off the top of my head.
And then specific to tonight, I'm curious if anything stood out to you just from the energy in the stadium, from the crowd at all. Did you sense anything from them?
Yeah, it was good.
So, only having one quarterback, how did that affect certain plays called and maybe, you know, tell Jacoby to slide or run out of bounds a little bit?
Like on the touchdown run?
Well, no, not on that one.
Yeah.
Bill, you preach special teams all the time. Brandon Bolden started an avalanche of three turnovers, you know, for your team. Just talk about his play over there today and just Nate Ebner.
Go right down the line. Ebner, Bolden, Jonathan Jones, Freeney, Slater, Brandon King, Harmon, Justin Coleman. I mean, you just keep rattling them off. Clay Harbor. A lot of guys play good in that phase of the game. So, and that's what it takes. I mean, you can't, you know, one guy can't cover kicks, one guy can't protect for the punter. You got to have, you know, an entire team to do that. It's got to be coordinated. Everybody has to play off each other and work with their lanes and leverage. And we got to block all the guys that rush the punt, not just one guy. So it's got to give credit to the entire unit. Again, you know, great leadership from, you know, Matt, Nate, Brandon Bolden. Certainly, you know, Joe and Bubba as the coaches. So it was a tremendous performance by the kicking game, not in the kicking game.
Just getting back to that question about the touchdown run, is there no hesitation about exposing him when you don't have a backup on the roster or telling him, you know, get out of bounds if there's a close call?
Look, we coach the way that we coach. We have coaching points on everything, and players usually try to follow the instruction that we give them. That's what these guys are really good at. That so they have the parameters. They know what they can. They know what they've been instructed to do. And in the end, they do what's best for the team. They have to make those decisions: when to throw it, when to run it, when to go out of bounds, when to stay in bounds, when to cut block, when to stay up. I mean, you know, that's they have parameters, they have guidelines, and then they have to make decisions to help the team win. And that's what we count on them to do. That's why we win, because players make good decisions. Players play well.
All right. Bill, it seemed your team rallied around your quarterback to some extent. To drop down to number three on the depth chart at the most important position and still beat a good, well-coached team that decisively, what does that say about just where your team is right now, just how good it is right now?
I don't know. Right now, we just got to get ready for Buffalo. I don't know how good we are. We just got to get ready for Buffalo. That'll be a big challenge for us. So we're good enough to win tonight. I don't know if it'll be good enough to win next week. All right. Yep, thank you.